The director of the SUNY Polytechnic Institute has been the darling of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration. But now, Dr. Elaine Calieros is one of the figures at the center of federal and state investigations into alleged pay-to-play schemes for economic development projects. Karen DeWitt reports.
Under Andrew Cuomo, the prestige and the autonomy of what's now the independent SUNY Polytechnic Institute has grown. Calieros is president and CEO, and he's paid over $1 million a year from SUNY and the university's research institute. He's been a key player in designing the state's Buffalo Billion and other projects, and he's credited with inventing the opaque not-for-profit management model that's now under scrutiny by the U.S. attorney Preet Bharara. It's estimated that Calieros at one time oversaw over $43 billion in economic development projects. John Caney, with the reform group Reinvent Albany, says it's grown into a system that is ripe for corruption.
The whole SUNY Poly empire that has been created and now steers billions of dollars a year in very, very large business subsidies or handouts is out of control, basically.
Since the federal probe and an additional investigation by the state attorney general has begun, Calieros appears to have fallen from grace within the Cuomo administration. In May, he was stripped of all authority in making economic development deals, according to a letter from Governor Cuomo's top counsel. Cuomo says he still thinks the SUNY Poly president's work has been extraordinary in turning around upstate. But when he was asked not just once, but twice by reporters whether Cuomo still has confidence in Calieros, the governor did not directly answer. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.